Hello and welcome to K-Talk. I'm your host Riley and with me is my co-host Izzy. Today on episode 4 of K-Talk, we will be talking about IU and Suga's 8, Astro's new music video Knock, and this brand new K-pop band Kachi. Alrighty, let's jump right in. Hey! So today, it's just going to be me, your host. Izzy is currently not feeling well, has a massive migraine, and told me just go ahead and film without me. So we're hoping that Izzy gets better before next week so that we can return with our normal scheduling time and you can have my co-host with me so it's not just me talking for 40 minutes straight. Also, this episode is going to be pretty short considering that we covered a lot in the last video, and also there hasn't been that many updates since last week, but there have been some very big comebacks and some new bands. Okay, well, first of all, getting right into it, IU and Suga's new music video. I really, really enjoyed it. I first watched it and I was kind of like, I don't know what this is. So at first I was like, what am I watching? But then once I like watched a few theory music videos and listened to the lyrics or read the lyrics, I kind of understood what her whole thing was with this comeback. 8 refers to how old she's turning, 28, along with Yoongi, Suga, however you like to call him. So that's the significance of the title. Also, if you turn 8 sideways, it's supposed to be like an infinity sign, which I guess has to correlate with the whole message of the song, which, getting to the message of the song, is about her friends who have, I guess not recently, but who have departed, which is Suli and Jonghyun are, I think, the main ones that she's referring to in this song. But you can definitely, when you watch the music video and listen to the lyrics, you see that symbolism. And there's a bunch of theories about it. GKDKTV is a great YouTube channel. I recommend them. They have a great explanation video about her, like, the whole music video set and diving deeper into the lyrics. So I recommend watching their dissection on the whole comeback. Personally, I think that the integration of the whole animation is really cool because it shows like a different world almost, a different perspective, and I don't know, it's just a really calming, kind of like bittersweet music video when you read the lyrics and really understand it. And it's especially bitter when you realize it's about her, you know, departed friends. So I think that this comeback is really a great comeback for her, considering that it's something that she holds dear, it's something that's close to her heart, and that she really loves, you know. This comeback is something she wanted to do. This is her tribute to her friends. This is her saying, hey, this happened, and, you know, here's my opinion on it. And honestly, also beautiful music video. And singing, she always has great music videos. But it's a great music video, honestly. I like the whole incorporation of, like, the downloading memories, which I think is really cool. I had to watch a few videos in order to see what Korean was on the screen because I can't read Korean. So it is a whole downloading memories kind of thing, kind of futuristic, but overall a really great music video. Not music video, comeback. I'd rate it probably an 8, considering that it also has the emotional pull along with great graphics, great song, and great meaning. So, yeah, 8 out of 10 for me. Moving on to our next comeback, which is by my boys, Astro. I was actually just not complaining, but talking the other day, I was like, oh, I miss Astro. Why won't they come back? I need another, you know, comeback from Astro. And then they said, oh, okay, here you go. So it's this gorgeous music video. It kind of ties in with their last comeback, Blue Flame. It gives me same aesthetics, but also not. They have very, throughout their music videos, a very, like, similar aesthetic, which I really enjoy. I love that. There's kind of a soft vibe to this one. A lot of deep tones, whites, blues, some colors, but, or some brighter colors, like red and orange, but it's very, they've always had this blue kind of, I guess, outer space vibe going to them, which I really enjoy. I really love this band. They have bubbly songs, but also some passionate ballads, which when I think of Knock, I just think of one of those passionate ballads. That's also a bop. I've caught myself singing just the chorus to the song multiple times. Just, yeah, it's honestly a great music video. Astro is a, if you didn't know, six-member band from, oh goodness, I didn't write this down. I don't remember what company they're from, but it's a six-member band, and they have been a band, hold on, let me see how long. I think I've got the year, but 2016, yeah. So they're kind of newer, kind of not. They've been around for a while. They're really good. And Knock is, it also kind of gave me, like, you know, GOT7, like, Eclipse vibes, because there's a lot of moving pieces, a lot of stairways, a lot of, like, black and white imagery, a lot of, like, moon, kind of, which is weird, a lot of moon symbolism. Yeah, it's just a very dynamic, music video. It also has a bit of outer space in it, which I enjoy. So, it's really great. There's very talented dancers, too. So, the choreography is, oh, it's blessed. It's just so good. They all look great, as usual, because, I mean, they have never not looked great. So, a great music video. The vocals are also on point. If you listen to it, it's just on point. Also, the rap parts, Jinjin slaying it with the rap parts. And it's honestly just, it's a really great music video. Great visuals, great everything. Raps slay. As I was saying, probably Rocky. Yeah, Rocky is probably one of the rappers. I'm sorry, it's been a while. But honestly, they're all great at what they do. And I've expected big things from them, and I've gotten big things from them. Time after time, I've gotten great music videos from them. So, Astro is just killing the game out here. Very professional looking. It's just a great music video. I think I'm trying to see if it's, oh, it's also a mini album. The mini album is called Gateway, when the title track being Knock. The other tracks are, can't read, it's hard, I can't read it because it's in Korean. Hold on, I'm trying to find the English version of these tracks. Yeah, that's not happening. Anyway, album's called Gateway. Some of the tracks are Somebody Like, We Still, also the title track Knock. It's honestly a great album. I also really like the design of the album with the doorway. It's a really pretty looking album. I think it's a blue or white with a blue aesthetic album. Really pretty, album. I'm going to look at the insides of the album, like what it comes with. I think it just comes with a CD. Yeah, a CD and a photo book. Are there two? Oh, there are two. There are two versions. There's a blue version, and then there's a orange version. So, a bit of the music video coming in there. Really gorgeous albums, personally. I might add those to my collection. Who knows? Really gorgeous albums, though. So that's Gateway by Astro. Comeback rating, I'd say like a, yeah, probably another 8 out of 10. This has been a good comeback. Definitely what I was expecting, you know, high standards for me. So, and my high standards are filled, so 8 out of 10. Okay, so now we're going to be moving on to the controversial new K-pop group. I guess you could put K-pop in quotations. K-pop group based out of London called Kachi. I don't know where to start this. I'm just going to start off with Kachi is a four-member band consisting of, I don't know their names. What are their names? I need to look up their names because I don't know their names. I don't. And plus, some of them have, like, Korean names and, like, real names, which is a whole nother thing. Okay, so the fandom name is not been decided. They do not have official fandom names. So if you ever see, like, a fandom name, that's not it, because they do not have official name or color. So there have been rumors of them, like, copying other fandom colors. That's not true, because here they have no official name. This is just K-pop profiles, but they have no official fan base name or color. So, four members, Nicole, Chunso, Dani, and Coco, under the company called Front Row. So Nicole is the leader of the group, and she is Spanish. Coco is the position, she doesn't really have a position. It says here that there is in fact no position for her, and she is Korean, so there's one Korean. Dani is the main rapper, and she is British, which is kind of makes sense because they're based in London. And then Chunso is maknae? Is that a position? Can that be a position? Like, well, I guess if leader can be a position, then maknae can. But like, how can, I don't know. Well, her position, put that in quotations, is maknae, and she is Spanish. So, yeah, there's, the thing about this group, however, is Coco, the newest member, I can see why she doesn't have, like, a position, because, a few weeks before their debut, the other member was, like, removed and replaced with Coco, like, within weeks. So they just, yeah, like, there was a introduction video that introduced all four members, except Coco wasn't a part of it because she wasn't even in the band then. So, there's that. Their title song, I think it's just a song, their title song is Your Turn. I listened to it. Ooh. All I'm saying is that if you thought that me and Izzy were rude for Solar, oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy. So, It's not a bad song. The song is like catchy. Oh gosh, oh no, that sounds like their name. So it's catchy, but like in certain context. So there's this YouTuber. I don't remember his name. Hold on. I'll get it in a second. Johnny, it's just Johnny. He did a cover of Kachi's Your Turn. And I liked it. I liked his cover. He changed things about it and made it better. So in that context, it's a good song. In Johnny's context, not one from NCT, in his context, it's a good song. When they sing it, it's really bad. Their vocals are very weak. They are all very weak vocals, including the rapper. She's also a weak vocal. So the song's not to the best of their ability. I mean, if they say trained for like 2 or 3 years instead of 2 or 3 months, I think they would have been much better. I think that if they had years under their belt of vocal training and dance training, like most trainees do in Korea, they would be fine. They would be good at this, you know, but they trained for 2 or 3 months and that's it. That's all they got. Three of the members were a part of a dance cover group. I think it was UJJSN, I don't know, something like that. We're in a dance cover group, and that's how they got in. Not got in. That's a part of the whole people are hating on them because a few of them had some scandal with Jennie Blackpink. It's okay if you want to know more about that, go watch a video on that. It's not much. Another problem with, or what people have of them, is that they aren't Korean, or three of them aren't Korean, and they're in fact, their song's mainly in English, which I do have a kind of problem considering that none of them speak fluent Korean, or most of them don't speak fluent Korean. Their song is in mostly English with a few Korean words thrown in there. It's not up to standard. It's not the normal standard that we fans usually see. You know, we expect good dancing, good vocals, you know, just good music video visuals, and that's not what we're getting. The music video itself, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's not aesthetic like most music videos are for pretty much all of K-pop. They're very aesthetically pleasing. I mean, look up, for example, using ASTRO, their new comeback. Gorgeous music video. Aesthetically pleasing. This one, not aesthetically pleasing. I don't go, whoa, that's such a pretty shot. Or I don't watch the music video, you know, to see the visuals. I don't watch the music video at all. But it's just, I don't know. I don't know. I personally don't have a problem with non-Koreans in K-pop if they speak fluent Korean. You've got to speak fluent Korean because how are you going to be a K-pop idol if you don't speak fluent Korean? Exactly my point. If they have lived slash trained in Korea for a decent amount of time, I think one of these members has gone to Korea for like 2 months. And she was like, yeah, I went to Korea for 2 months. And I was like, good for you. Like, and that, how does that help? I mean, if they've trained in Korea for years or a decent amount of time, or I guess, yeah, that's just pretty much it. That and they have to be, I don't know, that is, I don't know. There's this girl group that went on a reality TV show, and the name is just leaving my mind right now. But they were foreigners. They were all foreigners. Yet they came to Korea and, like, trained And we're supposed to kind of live the life of a K-pop person. Oh, it's UHSN. Okay. Yeah, you right? UHSN? Yeah. U UHSN. They are mainly foreigners, yet they came to Korea. I think all of them or most of them speak pretty much, I think all of them are fluent or somewhat close to fluent in Korean. But they also are like all good singers. They're all good singers. They're all great dancers. They actually have their own song called Popsicle, which it's good. They're good dancers. They're good singers. And that's the thing. Kachi doesn't have that. Sure, their dances is average. And sure, they can kind of sing, but not really. That's just, they just, it's not up to par. And, but that doesn't mean they deserve all the hate that they're getting. They're getting a bunch of hate from a bunch, international and non-international fans, which personally I think is uncalled for. We've seen in the community how hate comments roll over. Do you want me to drop a few names? Because I will. You see that hate comments get to people. I mean, it does. It does. We've seen examples of that. That hating gets to people. So, yeah, you can think, they're not the best. They could be better in this. They could be better in that. But that doesn't give you the right to go hate on them. Go, you know, leave horrible comments all over social media because you don't like them. If you don't like them, say you don't like them, then leave. I mean, it's unnecessary. I'm saying now, constructive criticism. If they trained a little bit longer, they would have been really good. But they didn't, and that's that. But that doesn't mean you get to go, you know, parade around and say horrible things about them. It doesn't. So, my opinion, Kachi is not the best group. Some people might not even consider them a group. I semi consider them a group. Not really. I'm on the fence about it, whether to consider them a group or not. But the hate is, it's not worth it. It's not. You should not hate that much on people. Like, these are just girls. They're just doing their thing. It might not be a good thing, but they're just doing their thing, you know? And also, I feel like maybe a bit, it might just be me, but I think that they might have been pushed into this by management. A lot of people are saying they're Korea boos because of the way Chunsoo acted in a video, speaking in Korean and acting the stereotypical Korean way. I feel like that might have been a management pushing that onto them kind of thing. Like a, I don't know, just say, hey, you should act Korean, or hey, you have to give yourself a Korean name, which Chunsoo is not her real name, considering that she is born Spanish. I think, I don't know what her real name is, but Chunsoo's not it. So, it's not necessary. It's not necessary. I lost my train of thought. But hold on, I'm trying to think what I'm trying to say. Hate's not necessary. That's it. That's it. That's all I'm gonna say. They can do their own thing over there, you know? Also, they shouldn't be based in London. They shouldn't. I mean, I don't have problems with them if being foreigners, but they shouldn't be based in London. Like, if you're gonna be in a K-pop group, you might wanna have a company that's based in Korea, which is the K of K-pop, you know? Also, you might wanna speak Korean, which is the K of K-pop. So, that's my view on this. Don't hate them. Just don't watch their music video. Just pretend, if you hate them that much, just pretend they don't exist. Just wipe that from your memory. That's what I did. They're fine. They're okay. They need some vocal training. But they can be better. So don't hate on them. That's all I'm saying. Also, some of them may act like that, but they're not. Well, they might be. But just hate's unnecessary. I could rant about this for hours. And I might do that considering that I'm only at good 18 minutes. But don't. Just don't. Just don't. I think that's all I have to talk about. Except, oh, hold on. I don't know what this is, but I woke up this morning to a notification from Big Hit called Belift Project. This is the island. It looks like an egg. I sent this to my co-host. I was like, why is there an egg on my timeline? Wake up this morning, there's an egg. What is this? So, it's this like 21 second trailer with a bunch of graphics and an egg that just says Island 2020-06. That's it. It's on Weverse, I assume, because it has Weverse in the corner. Belift. I'm just gonna go look at this because I have no idea what we're talking about. Belift Lab. It's in Korean. Of course it is. Oh my gosh. Is this what I think it is? Oh, we're looking for a producer who's willing to start this amazing journey with a new Belift boy band. Are we getting a new boy band? Are we getting a new boy band? Belift boy band in 2020. Huh. Belift. That's never okay. Never would have thought it's a this. So yeah, if you're a producer and you want a gig, there you go. I guess that's the egg. The whole egg thing, yeah. Also, if you are a BTS fan, ARMY, and you play Superstar BTS, I'm pretty sure you know the heartbreaking news. Superstar is closing on, it's in June? I don't know the exact date, but Superstar is closing. And I played Superstar for a little bit. I was never good at Superstar, let's be honest. But it is sad considering that that's, their first game. But everyone's kind of speculating that we might be getting a, is it like Big Hit one? With all of it, considering that Big Hit now has TXT and GFriend and Seventeen, so we might be getting an app with all of those, kind of like JYP does. Kind of like a JYP thing, but for Big Hit, which might play considering that TXT has some bops. GFriend has some bops. 17 definitely has some bops. So everyone's excited for that, but also sad to see that Superstar BTS is closing. I was sad, and I don't even have the game. But I can't imagine how people feel who do have the game. Though BTS World is still up and running, if you haven't already deleted it, because you're stuck on one level, because that's what I did. I was like, yes, I was so excited for BTS World. And then I got stuck on one level, and I deleted it. Also, it's taking up way too much of my space, so that's unfortunate. Make sure, if you're going to play BTS World, you have a brand new phone, simply for the data that BTS World requires. Honestly, I swear that on that game, I would have downloads every day of, like, megabytes. And I'd be like, what is this? Yeah, it's a bunch. So if you're going to, you know, play BTS World, make sure you have a whole new game. Whole new phone. Also, still waiting on the TXT comeback. It's not going to be here until next week. In the meantime, they've been giving us a bit of teasers, which it's a member teaser. Each member has their own little trailer, which is cute and all, except that they're pretty much all of them are covered in looks like blood. So, yeah, I don't know what that's trying to say, but it's, can't you see me? Is that the title name? Can't you see me? Hold on. If that's the title name, oh yeah, it might be. Hold on. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's definitely the title track. So Can't You See Me? Can't You See Me? Yeah, title track. I don't know. Definitely looks like they are maybe covered in blood? Yeonjung's covered in blood. Byeonggoo also covered. How many trailers have they been? Hold on. There's Byeonggoo. There's Yeonjun. There is, I think there's all of them now. Yes, there is officially, right? Hold on. Trying to make sure I'm not tripping. There's one. There's two. There's three. There's four. And then there's five. Yes, so all of the member trailers are up. So if you want to go look at those, give them a look. The official, I don't think the music video trailer's out yet, unless that 1 4-minute long video was the music video trailer, which honestly that video could be a music video in itself considering how long it is. So that's TXT. We're still waiting for it. I guess the title track's gonna be Can't You See Me? And we probably don't know if it's going to be a full album, or a mini album, or just a solo. I think they're going to do a mini album. Maybe it's a full album. Who knows? I guess we'll see on the 12th, which is in a few days. Not the 12th, the 13th, which is also in a few days. So, I'm afraid this is where we're going to wrap up our podcast, considering we have nothing else to talk about. Again, I apologize for just being me talking for probably 25 minutes. Izzy will hopefully be back next week, and you'll be able to hear her again. We're just hoping she gets better. Okay. In the meantime, if Izzy does not get better, it'll just be me, I guess. Also, scheduling is still up in the air, considering that for Izzy, it is a, hold on, my brain goes, it's a, oh goodness, it's a holiday for her, so her schedule's a little out of whack, her schedule and my schedule are kind of contradicting, but also not. Hopefully things will get better, but again, we apologize, and we hope that you'll keep coming back next week, where Izzy will hopefully be with us. I'm your host, Riley, and I have a co-host, Izzy. This has been K-Talk, and thanks for listening. Make sure you stay tuned until next week so that you can keep up on what's going on in the K-pop world. Until next time, I'm your host, Riley, and this is K-Talk.